indeed approved. And as we look at things here on the calendar, before we get to the live and local calendar, Saturday has big activities coming at Broadview Towers. And we're pleased to have with us right now Don Yusey, who's the board president, and manager Susie Bernheide here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line.
Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Susie, hello.
Good morning.
Nice to have you both here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
We enjoy it. Appreciate it.
Well, Susie, big activities coming up here on Saturday. Let's talk about the event schedule taking place.
Yes. So we are having our 100 year celebration from 10 to 2 on Saturday, and we are so excited to be celebrating Broadview Towers. We are going to be having refreshments, and we have our service elevator. It's the old manual elevator. It's original to the building. We'll have it opened, and it will be available for a photo opportunity at 11 o'clock. Somewhere around 11, we're going to be having announcements in of ones that have been able to make it. We have some coming from Wichita that is the daughter of the bellman that was here when it was a hotel. We're hoping, we reached out to the Seedoff family, and we're hoping to have some of them actually be able to on that day. So we're just going to celebrate the day and celebrate the people of Emporia.
100 years, Broadview Towers. Don, let's go back. There is a rich history here, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is. 100 years ago, the building was built as a hotel, but it's been used for multiple purposes since then. And about 50 years ago, due to the foresight of some of the city fathers and people in Emporia, they realized there was a need for safe, affordable housing for senior citizens. So back in about almost 50 years ago, pretty close, 49 years ago, they went ahead and they formed a corporation. And since that time, we have been serving the senior citizens with subsidized housing.
Why has that, or maybe the question isn't why was that important then, but I guess maybe how has the emphasis here on specialized housing for seniors become so important here over the last 50 years?
As you know, the there's been some population changes through the years, and when the Broadview Towers was starting, they were starting to realize that with what's commonly known as the baby boom, they're going to be larger number of seniors who needed a situation of housing different from just home ownership, and so that started. Since the Broadview Towers is open, you can tell there's been multiple other senior housing projects opened in Emporia just to service that need.
Well, back in the first 50 years, when it was a hotel, all kinds of activities and functions, took place, and I mentioned earlier, boy, if those walls could talk. I'd have some great stories to tell. There'd be no doubt about that. And I'm sure a lot of people asked on, too, about like the watchtower up there, exactly what that was used for.
Well, and that's part of the interesting part of that is that's part of the reason for the 100th celebration is because there is so much interest in that. And I'm going to let Susie say a little bit about that.
Okay.
So the watchtower is just so interesting. They would man it, and with two ladies would man the watchtower and actually watch for planes during the Cold War for Russian planes. And there was times it was reported that it'd be a couple times a month possibly that the ladies would spot a plane. I believe it was 5,000 feet. 5,000 feet above 5,000 feet, others could detect it. But under 5,000, it was a plane could not be detected. So when the ladies, with their binoculars, they could see that. And so when they would call Joplin, Missouri. And then they would, if it needed to be, they would pass it on. you know, thankfully nothing ever came of any of those spottings. But it's just so interesting. We still have the, we still have, I believe, one chair still up there, original, and we have the red phone still up there.
Yeah,
and it's just, I love the history of Broadview. The tower is just, it's a very interesting part. I have many people that will stop in just to ask questions about the tower. And I've had some interesting, you know, young people, you know, that will come in and just, you know, ask a lot of questions about the tower and how it serves the community.
Ron, one thing is that, unfortunately, we're unable to give tours on Saturday of the tower, and I know a lot of people would like that, but there is just to make the arrangements for that, that's not possible, so we're sorry about that, but but we do have information in the building and in the lobby during the time, and there'll be discussions about how that tower was used.
Yeah, I was fortunate to get a little tour up there a number of years ago, and it's quite fascinating, but you're right, there is some things that would be tough for people to traverse, and certainly for safety reasons, to get them up there. And obviously, you know, some very good live radio programming used to take place in the Broadview Towers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And through KBUE.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Way back in the day.
And I forget, we were looking at the notes just a little while ago that, back, what was that, Susie? Back in the 70s, I think, that... programming through the tower.
Yes. And the police department actually used the tower at a time. There was a tornado.
Yeah.
Tornadoes and just police activity, too. So
yeah. That would be a good storm spotter spot.
It is, yeah.
No doubt about that. You can see for a long ways.
Yes.
There. But we certainly invite the community, 10 until 2, September 23rd, of course, at the Broadview Towers, 110 West 6. Susie, anything else we need to add here?
We'll have the History Center here, too.
Okay.
So they'll have information about Broadview. Anything that anybody would like to ask about it, I'm sure we can get it answered on that day.
Good deal. Well, Susie, Don, thanks so much for joining us here today, and hope you guys have a phenomenal turnout for really a big celebration, big anniversary coming up here this weekend.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, Broadview Towers, 100 years, 1923 to 2023, coming up on Saturday from 10 until 2 at 110 West 6. Refreshments will be provided. Good stuff there.
Good stuff there. Really quickly, Newsmaker 2 coming shortly with Leanne Kester talking about the Chase County Old School Development Project, upcoming activities on the event slate through the rest of the year. Newsmaker 3 coming right after that. Visit Emporia Director Leland Ains discussing Gravel, Kansas. And we'll stop there because we're running a little bit behind, but go to the KVUE.com live and local calendar for more interviews to come.
And what about that forecast here at 8:35, Chuck?
Oh, forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunshine today in 83. Few clouds tonight in 61. Slight to decent chances of showers and thunderstorms Thursday all the way through Saturday night. Tomorrow's high 84. Friday's high 81.
Picked up a quarter of an inch here yesterday. 78 was yesterday's high. Right now, plenty of sunshine and 63 degrees here at KVOE Live and Local.
The Emporia Granada Theater is excited to bring to the stage...